This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Just off the phone with Saints head coach Sean Payton, and joined now by linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing well. We appreciate you spending some time with us, Michael. I'm going to start you off with this. You guys obviously dealt with some injuries this week, certainly at the corner position, and coming into a game against a team where really their strength was on the outside of their offense. What did you guys do from a game plan perspective, or in terms of the game plan, to try to help those guys out a little bit, and maybe something you guys did differently this week than you had earlier in the season?
Well, Zach, I think it goes really further than just game plan. It really goes into, you know, just this wild year of making sure everybody's ready, you know, because next guy up, I mean, every team, look, New England's dealing with it tonight. So, you know, AG and everybody in the back end has just done a good job of making sure everybody's prepared. And when somebody did go down in the middle of the week, we were ready. So it wasn't the game plan shifting really at all. It was just making sure our guys are ready with what we planned for going into it.
Now, Coach Hodges, when you look at, obviously, Azzalone, because fans have asked me with him in coverage. I mean, to me, I don't know. It's like nitpicking. Looks like it's good coverage. Is that something almost contacting the receiver maybe past that five-yard window? What is your take when you looked at the film? Was that just a nitpicking call? And I mean, I don't know, because it looked like it was pretty good technique to me.
I think it was excellent technique if we could have done it 3 feet earlier.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So, look, by the letter of the law, we know what the rules are, and I got to coach him better to make sure that reroute is done sooner. He did exactly as he was coached. They just need to get it done a little bit before that 5 yard mark, because clearly they're looking for it, and we gotta adjust to what they're gonna call.
Now, Coach Hodges, you know, fans ask me all the time, what about the young prospects? They both contribute on special teams, end up getting a tackle. Caden Ellis and Zach Bond and their contribution, because it seems like I don't know, when you look at a base. Whether you look at, okay, let's say a 4-3 concept, you have three linebackers. But primarily, a lot of the fans, they look at it, well, it just seems like that we have DeMario Davis and Azzalone in there, linebacker, and not necessarily Ellis or Bond. What is your take on that and their role in the future?
Well, I think their role is going to continue to develop and grow. You know, with the nature of what – offenses we see, we're not putting three linebackers on the field very often, and when
right.
we do, it's going to be one of those two guys, and that always comes down to a weekly competition of figuring out who's going to be the best for that role come Sunday or Monday. And so that's the approach we've been taking, but as we get going into it, we're always developing those guys as inside linebackers to make sure, like everybody else on our defense, has position flex, so we're able to use them at a moment's notice in any other positions.
Now, Coach, when you look at just, you know, being one thing you could do really well, and how about Zach Bond? Fans have asked me about him rushing the passer. What are you talking about, NASCAR or whatever, getting your best pass rusher on the field? How has he developed in that regard?
Well, it's a good question, and each week we're getting him with Ryan Nielsen and Brian Young more and more. You know, those guys live and die on that kind of stuff late in the week. And that development is going to continue to develop. And look, we're exploring those options each week. So we're continuing to grow those players in both Caden and Zach in that position. And the more they spend and focus on that at the end of the week, when we get into our third down package, the higher likelihood of us seeing them in those positions.
Speaking with Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges, coach, when with DeMario Davis and his leadership ability, how much has it meant for you as a young coach coming into a year that is so crazy and so unusual? What has it meant to have kind of that that rock in your room from a leadership perspective in DeMario Davis?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, absolutely. And Zach, you know, from experience being in here and having that relationship, and luckily for me, everybody talks about how hard it is to be your first year as a linebacker coach without an off season. And yeah, there's some challenges there, but at the end of the day, I had a relationship with DeMario and Alex and Craig and Kiko, all these guys. And so that relationship was built already, and we're able to just continue to grow off of that. And to have a guy like, I mean, look, we've got two captains in that room alone. And so working with those guys and making sure we're prepared each week is easier when you have a bunch of pros that know how to handle their business week to week.
Now, Coach Hodges, this is a two-part question, one dealing with the practice squad and one dealing with a player that I know can freaking play. But, boy, he's had bad luck with his knee injuries. And the first thing, fans ask me all the time about Kiko Alonso. The Saints fans, they think that he is a guy that understands the NFL game. And I'll come back from his knee injury, maybe where he's at. And then dealing with the practice squad, a couple of Michigan State guys, Joe Bache and then Andrew Dow. I thought the practice that I witnessed, they were really active and looks like they could be an NFL prospect player.
Yeah, so, you know, just starting with Kiko. Kiko's doing a good job, and we're seeing him every day. He's in meetings. He's going to be ready as soon as he's cleared from the medical guys downstairs. So I'm encouraged by him and hope to get him back soon, to get him back into the competition and get him ready for a game time. But those are kind of out of my hands there as far as what goes on with him medically. The two young guys, man, we love them. They're doing a good job, and they're competing each week, and they're helping. And I've never seen a group of young linebackers so eager and fighting over scouting reps to go against our offense. It's just a fun group right now. Everybody's eager to get better. Everybody's eager to compete, and so it makes it easy to coach.
Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Coach, thanks so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it, and good luck this week versus the Chargers.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Take Coach.
Care. All right. When we come back, I'll be joined by good friend of the show and NFL analyst Mike DiTillo when we come back here on the Saints Coaches Show on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.